We begin the inyan of Me'ilah v'Konamis. Just to give a number of different introductions again, Me'ilah is a very interesting Aveira Onesh, etc. Me'ilah is, you have Mezid, you get Malkus. B'shogeg, you bring an Asher Me'ilos, and you pay back Karen V'chomesh. Me'ilah requires Kodesh Hashem. Kodesh Hashem means something designated exclusively for HaKadosh Baruch. In case of Berek Habayis, Chaim says, it's because it's the Bailus of Hektish. In the case of Kodesh Mizbeach, so Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, it's because it's only the mitzvahs. He's saying all of this in the Rambam. It's only the mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclusively. That's why the Tzar will eat Psachatos, because the Kohen's allowed to eat, it's not Kodesh Hashem. So he won't be over Me'ilah. Now, what does the Los say for Me'ilah? Los say Me'ilah, the Rambam says, Lo Suchalecho B'sharecho. He says, Lo Suchalecho B'sharecho. The Rabbi says, Chozar Leyocha Kodesh. Rashi says, it's all a form of achila, but we expand it way beyond achila. Now, Reb Chaim is of the opinion that all me'ila is totally gneva. And he's saying this in the Rambam. It's gneva because he says two things. The shear is a shava pruta, which makes no sense whatsoever, if it's achila. It is, and sirfasa me'ilas mamaruba, which means like gneva. But if sirf me'ilas mamaruba is a din in gneva, so then it applies bein l'chumra, bein l'kula, under all circumstances. That is what, if we see the world within, how Reb Chaim interpreted the Rambam. Now, on the other hand, we have a number of problems with this in other Rishonim. Tosfos says in Nedarim, our Tosfos says, Mila Bekonamas. He says, it's Bekolshu. When the Gemara says, Konamas Bekolshu, Tosfos understand that's Mila B'Konamas, of course. And he has a problem. If Hektish is always a Shavu Pruta, how can Konamas be more Chomer than Hektish? That's a very, that's an excellent point. And he leaves it B'Tzorchia. Now, Tosfos in Nedarim says there are two types. There is Me'ilah of Gzela and Me'ilah of Hana. Me'ilah Gzela is Shavu Pruta. Me'ilah Hana is culture. Konamos is not Gzela, it's a Hana. Okay, that means what Tosfos is saying, and we'll get into it in greater length on Omid Beis. He says, what do I have? I have it's Issa Kodesh, not a Bailus of Hekdesh. We'll see. Again, that's not so simple. Let's take it on its simple thing until we have to readjust. Okay. The problem with that fits with Tosfos increases. With Tosfos increases, Daf Yud Gimel says, there's a difference. Kdushas Domim. With his Gzela, is a Shavu Pruta. Kdushas HaGuf is Kolshu. Only problem is, so he also has two separate types of Zela. But he doesn't split it from Konomas and everything else. And he splits it with Kedushas Dama and Kedushas Haguf. Again, Kedushas Dama, I understand, question is stealing money. Kedushas Haguf, it's Mevat on him, it's false. But basically, both Tosus and all the Tosus and are saying, whether it's Tosus and Shuas, Tosus and Dharma, Tosus and Krisus, that there's sometimes Me'ila is going to be Shava Pruta, and sometimes Me'ila is going to be culture. How you make the arrangements and how you make the divisions, Konamos, on the one hand, in Shuas and in the Dharam force Tosus to make it one way. Nosur force Tosus and Greece to do it a different way. See if we can pull it all together. Now, that is the first point. There's a second point. Second point is, as we're going to get into it, what is a ha'aloma? The pasuk says, "V'ne'ala mimenu." There's a piece of information that he was missing. Why did he do the aveira? He didn't know what was kodesh. He didn't know this. Also, "V'ne'ala mimenu." It was a missing piece of information. For instance, I forgot it was Shabbos. I turned on a light. Then I said, "Oh, it's Shabbos." Okay. Then 2 hours later, again, I'm busy. I'm this. I forgot a Shabbos. I turn on a light. Oh, but there's a Yediya Be'emtza. So that Yediya Be'emtza says what? That is two separate halomos, and it'll be chayev on two separate chatos. The mechayev, yechayev, chatos for each haloma of a haloma. And that's true not only about an Asher Me'ilos. It's true about every korban chatos, chay for ha'alom, that different instances of lack of information, what divides that into two, if there is a yediyah be'emtza. If there's a yediyah be'emtza, I became aware and I forgot again. Okay, that is another thing. There is in the Gemara increases, Gufim Mechalkim or Tamchuyim Mechalkim. That means, let's say Gufim Mechalkim. Let's do it easier. I take a half of Zayas from one Ola and a half of Zayas from another Ola. Take a half of Zayas from one Ola, half of Zayas from another Ola. The whole shayla of Gufim Mechalkim. We've shown him jump on Rashi when he says Tzirfas and Milas Mamaruba. Rashi is not really bothered, doesn't have to be bothered by that. Because Gufa Machalkim are when it's Me'ila of something that's only limits fossil. You have this Korbanola and this Korbanola. So each one is a separate Me'ila because all bits are separate differences. When I talk about Geneva Mehekdish, which Rashi is talking about, Tzirfas Amilas Mamaruba makes it all to one Maisa Geneva. But that's something we'll see. This you have Gufa Machalk in the same Korban, and here we may get into it, separate child of Tamchuya Machalk. Let's say I have a whole sheep, and this sheep is an Ola. And someone makes lamb chops with this part, boils it with lamb stew another one. So that'll divide it into different chatos or not. That we'll have to see. But there's Gufa Mechalkim and Tamchuya Mechalkim. Now, the Gemara in the Dara says as follows. That he gave me the commons or aim me a little. Now, in the Tut Stadim, gave me the commons or aim me a little commons. The Gemara wants to prove it from the Mishnah. Why? A person is muda hana from a person. What does he do? People hana lehekesh. So apparently you repay hekesh. Now repaying hekesh means you stole it from hekesh. So there are two things happening here. One is repaying hekesh. Who gets the money? One says yesh mi lebekona. Because that lechora is saying that a kohanim is not only an issa kodesh, a kohanim is also a bailus of hektish, and you're gonim mina hektish. And you're gonim mina hektish, you have to reply. You prepare, or to prevent the neighbor from hektish, what do? You give the money up front to hektish, so you didn't have failure from hektish. But in the Gemara's kasha, lechora, 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 the Gemara is talking about geneva. Because you're paying hektish. The other thing that's clear is if there's mila b'kohen amos, who do you pay back? And you're paying back hektish. Because in me'ila, what is there? There's a korban asham and keren v'chomish. Who gets that money? You pay it to whom? You're paying it to hektish. Now, then the Gemara says further. Konam tikas a hektish. The ochl ben uben chaver amal.
Rabbi.
Yes.
The way the Ran and the Darim learns tipah hanal the diak of the mar tipah hanal hektish. It sounds like it's more like aga.
Well, even the ilo domi konam as the hektish, but the main miyochan ol yamamel. It's just the fact. It goes like this. What the Ran is saying is as follows. If the just question is, I cannot be nene from it. Okay, throw it in the Yam HaMelech where it'll totally disintegrate. And that's it. I wasn't nene. But the moment I have to pay hektish means that I'm giving hektish money so I won't be nene mina hektish. What's the purpose of giving hektish money? So it won't be nan in a hektish. No, so therefore, apparently I'm taking something from hektish, and taking something from hektish means, so if I don't want to be stealing from hektish, so I pay hektish up front. That's what he says. He loved only konomas to hektish. If konomas had nothing to do with hektish, so
the Ran seems to just be being medayik from the words that are used, meaning it seems from the way he writes it that you could also give it to tzedakah and also not be nana, because here you haven't actually.
You
had
don't it know exactly. So can I throw into the Yam HaMelech? I can't throw into the Yam HaMelech.
He's mashma that you
Rabbi
can't.
Rabbi Elish. What?
He's mashma that would work because you didn't have Hana. He's just saying that because...
Let's continue in the Gemara. I don't see that, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah, you're still picking the cave in the... Mitzer akule alma ke hektush tofus pinyatim. So what does it say? He says as follows. Since it is
which one?
The one that she was quoting that is like.
Yeah, okay. Now, what? Now, let us just read as the Gemara goes on here. Achlo ben hu ben chaver moach. Why? The yesh meila b'konok. The pipach yesh the pigeon. Came in the mitzah akule amukhev this tofet pigeon. What is the Ran telling? It's something we're going to see later on. That in order for to be tofet pigeon, it's not enough to have isur, it has to be exactly similar to hektish. And similar to hektish means it's also to everybody. But if it's also only to me, it's also only to you, it's not enough kedusha to be tofet pigeon. So what does he say? Yesh me'ila b'konamis means there's kedushas hektish. Let's not say bailos hektish, there's kedushas hektish. And the yesh me'ila b'konamis is the kedushas hektish. So therefore, I can be tofes pidyon. If it is very similar to hektish, that means the konam klali. So therefore, it's I just took it as one running commentary. So therefore, I have to give the money back to Hektish. I'm giving the money to stop it to Yam HaMelech. What's that have to do with anything? That is, I just took it as one running commentary. We'll see as we go whether I was right or wrong or maybe indecisive. Kikaza olai Hektish, ochu humold, and the idolo mitzvah el alei mishani lei minim ma'al. Says now, but what about a konim proti? That means you can't say it is exactly like hektish. As far as he's concerned, it has in this hektish, but since it's not exactly like hektish, it doesn't come under the gzeras hakosev and osan hakasev akamla. Which is talking about also to everybody. Not sufficient kedusha to be tofet pidyon. Now the Gemara continues. My kikir is also to you with a konam. When a son of law b'matana. And then I turn around and I gave it to you. You are not allowed to have any hanah whatsoever from this loaf of bread. Then I turn around and I give it to you, matan. Mima. Limol no saying, halo asirele. Limol makabo, yochodoma de terebe isi, sur lo isi. Now, let us see Rashi. Ranami. He said, because normally, let's say I take something of hektish and I give it to you. So then, I was motzi to you. But here, but that's because the reason for me it's hektish. But here, the only reason for me it's not hektish, the only reason for you it's hektish, whatever that means. I haven't defined that. It's a very strange idea. Hektish to me, not hektish to you. But hektish is not an absolute issue. He says, I only made a kinyan because I'm not going to have an aveira. I'm not interested. So what is the Gemara saying? It's a konim prati. Stop and say it's a konim prati. And if it's also to me, then and I make a kinyan on it, that my kinyan is a me'ila. When it's my Kenyan Mila. So if it's Gnev, I understand. And, or maybe my Kenyan is the Hanar. And becoming mine. For purpose, if we learn this in terms of Gneva, so Rashi says, or the Ran says, well, you wrote to this because Bobin is Chia Batos. And it's Chia. The Avogab, the Mamotzim, which is Hektish, Ershda Filu Batos. Moal shani ochishu lo hotzio elu chavera hotzio elu otze elu shekibla. Let's say I have something. I don't realize it's hektish. I give it to you. So my giving giving it to you, enabling your kinyan, that's my me'ila. He says, Amalei makabu mo, mikushiyotzi, kloma, mehashta en yecha mehemo, me'arachtani, di amir ele imiu, kushiyotzi mo. Let's say, I say, this loaf of bread is osbahanot to you. And then I give it to you. So, you didn't want to make a ma'isa kinyan on it because you don't want an aveira. But if you then turn around and give it to someone else, then you are a mo'ah. Because the halacha is giving away something of hekdesh is also a me'ila. Now, all of this is going to have to be understood, just outlined. But here we're talking about a ma'isa kinyan and either enabling a ma'isa kinyan or enabling a ma'isa kinyan. Is me'ila. Why? Because he gave shliach l'dvar aveira. Enabling me'ila is enabling me'ila because he gave shliach l'dvar aveira. Me'ila is me'ila. I enable me'ila. And if I do me'ila also. So, and what's the enabling it? Getting outside of the rishus hektik. So the me'ila b'konam is, even though it's a kodem prati, it is getting it away from the rishus hektish. So even in a kodem prati, there's some degree of bilus of hektish, rishus hektish, and when I get it away, for instance, if I say this kikir is also on you, then you, and then I give it to you, and you give it to someone else, you have no hanah from it. Still your mo'a. Because as far as you're concerned, that had a din hektish. And you gave something that vis-a-vis you is hektish to someone, even though vis-a-vis that other person is not hektish. So there's a real hektish happening. The chora, the simple way of going to the sugya. That's why I interpret
the beginning. Why would not be a problem in Mikat Jashem, like somewhere to like the Mishnah Mila Bezimah?
I get my idea, man. Yes, your excellent Rashi said the Mando almost says Amy Libakonam says it's not Kat Jashem.
But the
H Mila Konam is how he solves the problem of Kat Jashem. We'll get there. I'm just outlining what the Sugya looks like, and there are millions of problems here that have to be understood. We'll under Meretz Hashem B'Lineder understand Me'ila in a much complete way. I'm just giving you a very low flying airplane view of the whole parsha. Okay, I'm not solving all problems. I'll tell you your problem of Chatzi Pruta from Kodshem Mizbeach, Chatzi Pruta from Kodshem Berak Habayis. It bothered me for 20, 30 years. Okay? This past summer, I finally understood it. Okay? So, Meretz Hashem, you'll understand it younger than I understood it. Okay? And because then, something else. If Yesh Mila Konamas, what about Chatzi Shlish Pruta from an Ola, Shlish Pruta from Ben Akamayas, and Shlish Pruta from Konamas also Metzor of the Rambam says. And who do you pay the money to? You don't pay it to Yamamel. You don't give it to Tzedakah. Give it all to Berak Habayis. Even part of the Ola. Okay, now we get to our sugya. Comes along with Pinchas. And so we have as follows. You have two Shvuas Anat Metzurif, two Konamos Anat Metzurif. And there are two ways of learning the sugya. And the Gemara begins at the initial part of saying two konamas from two nedarim are not mitzuref. Then when the time the Gemara finishes, does the Gemara fall off of that or still is with that? That's a big machlokes rishon. Because Rashi brings in Sirifus Hamila's Mamru, which he didn't have to, but that volunteering of information, according to Rashi, is a very key volunteering information, and it's critical for Rashi and the Rambam. They both agree that two chatzi prutas from two separate Nadarim are Mitzuruf. Why Tzuruf and Bula's Mamar? So according to Rashi, and according to the Rambam, that there's an Isur Neder general. Because they say, but two Shvuas are not. Rambam says, why are two Shvuas not like Chelev Adam? Because in Isur Gavra, I made one Isur, I made another Isur, and they're two independent. Each Shvua makes its own Isur Gavra, may result in some Chalos Isur, but two separate Isurim created in two separate different ways, and there's no way you can combine them together. Masha Enkin, even though the Isur Neder was created by two separate Nedarim, so, but there's a joint Isur Neder. Now, had the Rambam been of the opinion that all Nedarim had to say, no, it's Isur Kodesh. And if Rashi happens to say that, which Fanny is like, he's the simplest way, even though some people say different. I don't understand. But according to the Rambam, that no, I can have an Isur Kodesh. And I have a non-Isur Kodesh, first of all, and so what are we talking about? The answer is Lagabe, what are they Mitzuruf? Lagabe a Korban Me'ila or Lagabe Bal Yachal Devaro? Rambam never said, let's take a look what the Rambam says. Alef Nedar Melech Avov. I mean, with Sarf, because that is for all purposes. So Lagabe Bal Yachal, this one is another. Whether I said a con or I didn't say a con. The Bayach. Mashenkin Lagabe Ashamilos. So I need two Kazasin. The Rambam says it's only if he's told in a carbon. So I would have to have two. Then it's a Kodesh. And if I said that this is like an Ola, and this is like a Bechor, that's Mukdish, Bakdusha's Peh. It's also Mitzurah. Why is it? What is the issue? Kodesh. Not Ola, not Bechor, not Chatos, not anything. Kodesh. Okay, now. That is how the Rambam viewed it. Now, the Rashba looked at it very differently. He quotes, Perish Rash. The actual of the toast doesn't like it. Well, the mashmid verb, all the amirim it starfes a milas mamaruba kuli. The creases is mashmid l'chomer. The Rashi rejects mistarfes lidal kushmei korlas the mehot siras milas mashmid kuli bein kuli bein chomer. And that mitzarfes on his mamaruba alma the kuli achilos kachoda achilos dami. All it says is that in Achilas Me'ila, you do not need Tochide Achilas Bas. It's all one Achil, because Achil, in Chaim's words in the Rambam, certainly, all Achilas are Echetem Segneve. It's not an Isra Achil. But they didn't say that. They said no. The Mashmet word, God, I mean, but Sarfan is Mel's Mamma Ruba Kule. The Kris is Mashmet Lachome. What does that mean? It makes me high. What is it? Not awesome. I'm Rav Shimon. Lo shal rakib elba ochon nos mechamishas vach. Elam echon mal chayav achas al kulam. Chayav al kol achas vach. Or me lo shaman. אמר רבי ישוע, שמעתי ואוכל מזבח איך אומר, חמיש תמכוים בהלם האחות, שהוא חייב ופורח ביום. So that's the chumra. What does the chumra mean? It takes one, and even if I eat it, betoch achivas pras, so I'm chayav five. What does that mean? Amr Rabbi Kivim, Haloch in the Kabbal, Din Yeshuv, Amr Rabbi Hashem, Amr Rabbi Yim, Amr Rabbi Meila, Shosam Ma'achul Ka'och, the Mahana Kenen. That means, if I give you some sarola to eat, I'm chayav. That's what he said before. That's Gemara in the Torah. Giving it away, you're also. Ma'achul Ka'och, if I, and it's Hisahano, I give you something to be nana from it, why? Because we say yesh liach l'dvar avera. So my giving you something to eat that turns you into my shliach, and we say yesh liach l'dvar avera. So in Ramat Amilah shotsam avdo ochlo tamana kenana with tzivus and bilos mamruba. Homa ben Osa, he says in meila and a chanami. Because Sirvus and Me'ilah's Mamaruba will do what? Split it up into five korbanot, five chiyuvim. Why should it split it up into five chiyuvim? What does it mean, Sirvus and Me'ilah's Mamaruba? It's the chumrah. So it's two types of chumrah. It is to say that even betoch achilas pras, it's five separate things. If it's five separate tamchuyim, so and therefore five separate tamchuyim, and just like if I have a chatzi zayis from here, a chatzi zayis from here, it's matzurif. So too, it splits it up into five. What does Rebbe keep saying? What are they asking of it? And what are they, and what are, according to Rashi, I understand? Or do I understand? I'm just, my dear Rabosai, this is the last year before we have a 3-week break. So I'm just pointing out all sorts of things. We have to go through the Gemara increases very, very carefully to understand. But the Rashi isn't bothered by all. Rashi said, no, Tzivus Mamaruba just means, since it's a gneva, I don't care. I mean, Achilles should say chetimsim. So it's beilukul beilchum. It's all one big gneva, as long as it's behelamech. But we have to understand all these people. We have to understand the Gemara there. What Rabbi Akiva is talking about. And how the Ramban and Ran, Tosus understood the Gemara. Gosh. The figure when someone said, "Oh, Hachmer, Shem, Och al Chatzi Shir Pruto Hayom, but Chatzi Pruto is Mamaruba Mitzar from Chiyuv Kigul Och on Tolkni the Chiz Bas. We know Ikla Mashu Kulad Eif Och on Mitrei Mehai Kishir, Chaz Och on Achaz Man Kishir, Mehelam Echon Afil Mishnei Tamchoy Mishnei Zvoch Mehelam Echon. Im Achal Kol Hashamas, Chod Achil Adam. It Bein Kor Bein Chon. That means. So now he's explaining. What is it? What did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said that it's all one big achila. You don't multiply chiyuv. So what is the Ramban asking? Ramban says, wait a second. If I have achila A plus achila B plus achila C, it's all one big achila. That's what Sirfas Milas Mamaruka. But I don't take a half achil plus a half achil and make it into an achil. Now, wait one second. I dear Ramban. What is Rashi saying? What is the Rashba saying? And what are you saying? So if I say it's Geneva, Ramban's and Ramban's kasha makes zero sense. Zero sense. If I say it's a din achila, then I begin to understand a little bit what the Tosfos, the Ramban, and the Ran are asking. They say, listen, I begin it with an achilu. Okay. What did I ask? Achilas to Einim. And then Achilas Anov. So I need a Shavapruta here. I need a Shavapruta there. But if I have both, I'm a tzarf them together. Because I asked an Achila from this one. I asked an Achila from this one. I cannot be mitzvah to create nachilas. That's l'chumra. L'kula means once I have achilas, I'm mitzvah into one big achila. So they understood tzivus amulas man very different than Chaim understood in the Rambam, very different than the Rashba understood, very different than Rashi understood. It's in an achilas. I'm gonna take all the achilas. And I'm a tzarf for one big amais achilah, and I don't have kedei achilas pras. But I need each one as an independent achilah. Each one is coming from an independent netter. Okay, mitzvah shem bli netter. Next year on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, we'll go through the Gemara increases inside and see how each of them interpreted the Gemara increases. What is the outline? Next issue. What?
Just want to give Rabbi a Gemach Simitaiva.
I haven't finished yet, my dear man.
I want to catch you before you sign off. Okay, go.
Okay, fine. Wish everyone a Gemach Simitaiva. And we should have Mitzvah Shem Ticha Shana Vekilel Seha, Tochel Shana Vekilel Seha. This year, Rabbi Abramowitz told me today, as he was reading about all the floods throughout all parts of the United States, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Eish, Mayim, Dever, social unrest, the whole world's in a state of collapse. He said, you don't become a Baal Teshuva, you're a total idiot. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu throwing up the world. Okay. Now, let's continue a little bit further in the Rosh. Okay. He didn't identify them as individuals. But I'm not eating from these two things. It's like I won't eat. Let's say I won't eat bread. And I ate rye bread and wheat bread and spelt bread. I didn't identify them as individual nadara. So I won't eat from these two things. So what is Rashi talking about? The Amrit, Ochanami Damgo Omish Ocha Mizum Izu, can hear Sosma Kana Losh. Ashim Mishtam to come alab dak, Oma Belosh Azek, Oma Shoma Bekonomas, Achilus Mishtay Kriko Sevro, like. As I said, this is one big general introduction. The man from I understand. Carbon, each ola is a separate mitzvah. Masha Ein came, here I'm not talking about something omei the mitzvah. Tamchuyim machalkin, have to bechal understand. It could be, each one is a once I have lamb stew here and lamb chops there and fried, who knows what, I divide into separate mitzvahs achilah. But this, that is going to have to be done. I want to go very carefully so that sugya increases. And how this all ties in and what's happening between Rashi and the Rajba and understanding that. Okay, this is what I wanted to do. Rav Shalom Dov jumped in a little early. Say goodbye. I'm way over to all cautious. But the question, we have to see exactly how deep is that connection and where's that connection coming from between Kona, Me'ilah B'Kona Amos, and actual Hekesh. I believe it'll turn out to show you that is some not only is an Issa Kodesh, according to many Rishonim, an actual Bailus of Hekdesh and a Nedet too. Now, how can I have a Bailus of Gabay me, not a Bailus of Gabay you? That's a problem that has to be solved. But Me'etz Hashem B'li Neder, this was the general introduction. So now we're off to Masechta Me'ilah. Yeah, and Masechta Krisis. That will do. Okay, B'sveidu Rabosai. Anybody, any questions? Mach Sima Tova to you all. I said, this has been a year. If anyone had told us 6 months ago, this is what we'd be doing, we would have thought they were out of their minds. It would be extreme science fiction. But Rabban Shalom turns up a world. When?
It's almost like science fiction. It is science fiction.
What? One finish?
No, it sounds like a science fiction movie, the whole situation.
The whole thing is a science fiction movie. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask us. He knows what he's doing. And let's hope from this a big Yeshua comes.